This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Caleb Little is joining us. He is Communications Director with the National Biodiesel Board. And Caleb, it's always great to celebrate an anniversary. In the case of NBB, celebrating their 25th anniversary.
It has been a celebration, and we've marked it, that milestone throughout the year this year, 25 years of the National Biodiesel Board, and really 25 years of commercial biodiesel production in the United States.
And the growth of biodiesel production commercially in the United States.
It's significant. So if you go back to 1992 when the industry basically got its start, it was just a handful of folks who were interested in it and involved. And you look at this year's production volumes, we're going to be up over 2.5 billion gallons for the third year in a row. So very significant in a relatively short period of time.
It's been so important in so many aspects, but going through the major metropolitan areas and seeing buses, their city buses or other things, California, I know, has had a big influence in this too.
It's pretty incredible to see the acceptance of what seems to be a relatively new fuel. And, you know, 25 years and 10 years of real good commercial volumes and production, and we see it expanding all over the place. There's new markets all the time, and we see, like you said, you know, from city buses to fleets to over-the-road trucks, farm equipment, basically anything with a diesel engine can take advantage of biodiesel. And you know, really in those metropolitan areas where air quality is an issue, that's a big help and one of the really big benefits for those users.
And you talk about new markets, and I won't say the new opportunities are endless, but there are still, I assume, a lot of them out there, too.
Yeah, there absolutely are. You know, that 2.5 billion sounds like a big number, and it is, but that's in comparison to a 60 billion gallon a year diesel market. So, you know, still only about 5% of the on-road diesel fuel, so there's plenty of room to grow.
As we start the next 25 years, which is currently underway for NBB, what can we see here in the future from the National Biodiesel Board?
Hopefully more growth. You know, there's lots of room to continue to grow. Cleaner burning, renewable fuel that supports rural America and rural economies, creates jobs and economic impact, and, you know, we'd like to see that growth trajectory continue into the future.
Caleb, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
That is Caleb Little, who serves as Communications Director with the National Biodiesel Board. He has been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.